So next to me, we have Ryan Hermans. So he is security engineer at Trinet.
Trinet.
Yes. But I think you will give some introduction to yourself. Right now it's about the Fox, for Fox's sake, bypassing enterprise policy in Firefox. So yeah, looking forward to your talk right now.
Thank you. Hello. My name is Ryan. Just a couple things about me. I work as a security engineer for Trinet Zenefits. I'm very driven by curiosity, which I imagine most of you might be able to identify with. My first introduction to cybersecurity was when my parents put a password on the family computer, which myself and my brother found intolerable. I very much enjoy gelato, and if you need to reach me at this event, I'm available on Matrix at orion.10@technics.de. To jump right in, there was a bit of a problem at my company where there was enterprise policy that was pushed to some of the computers without consulting the entire company and people's workflows. And some users had been disrupted by this and were somewhat irritable. And then I kept hearing some discussion of circumventing the policy, and as a security engineer, it's part of my job to make sure that the policy is enforced. So I just asked myself the question, how easy would it be for a privileged user to bypass this enterprise policy control? And unfortunately, the answer is, if you have some level of administrative access, quite easy. So I would like to temper your expectations. This is not a crazy exploit or something that you can do without having some level of privileged access, a root user, or the ability to edit the applications directory. Of course, if you had root access, you could do something much nastier to the system, I'm sure. To start out, when our users, I don't know how well you could see that, but when our users opened Firefox and opened the menu off to the right, they noticed something was missing, the incognito or in private tabs option. So first step, we go in Firefox into about colon policies to see, and we see, yes, the enterprise policy service is active. We see several things being imported, as well as disable private browsing is true. So the first way we might be able to attack this is to look at the actual profile system when it's being loaded onto the computer. macOS profiles are similar to Active Directory. It would be loaded using an MDM system. The policy would be pushed to the host, and then thereafter, the policy would be served using the profile's service, and the applications would query this service. So we ask ourselves, can we modify this profile that's actually installed on the machine? So to start, we open a root terminal, and we run profiles list. We see there are many, many profiles loaded on the machine, about 87 on this machine I was testing on. So then we take a closer look using profile show, and to make our life easy, we'll use grep and grep for Fox. Ah, bingo. We see a profile that is conveniently named Firefox incognito mode disable. So this is our primary target. You could try to unload them directly. I went to the actual database, and that's at /var/db/configuration-profiles, and I said, you know what, just like Active Directory and editing the registry hive directly, maybe I can just reach into the database, change the values. We take a look at this folder, we take a look at detail, and all of a sudden we have a problem, operation not permitted. So you might ask, well, I'm root, why is this operation not permitted? We've run into something called system integrity protection. It's a system on macOS computers such that there's a user more powerful than the root user, and some things just simply cannot be tampered with. So we're just going to call this a dead end. But that's okay, because at some point, Firefox has to be loading the actual policy, and then it's outside of the realm of SIP. So we look at Firefox and we say, where does it load this policy? And is it easily accessible? Can we change it? A lot of Firefox actually works through JavaScript modules. Perhaps this functionality is contained within a JavaScript module that we can just directly edit. This introduces us to our second friend, the browser console with Command-Shift-J. If we load that, we get to see everything happening inside Firefox. And then our second friend, about.config, because we want to see much more information in the console. So we'll go to about:config. We get a nice scary warning. you say accept, and then we punch in a new policy, browser.policies.loglevel, click string, click add, type in debug to set our policy log level to debug and print more information out for us. Now, when we go back to the browser console and reload Firefox, we see much, much more information, everything that happens on startup. And most importantly, at the bottom, we see macOS policy parser.jsm, and we see all the information it's loading. So pretty quickly, we've determined, yes, this whole management of enterprise policies is happening within one of these JavaScript modules. Helpfully, Firefox indicates for us a exact line number and gives us a link that we can click to directly take us to the source code for Firefox. And we immediately identify a function where it is parsing these policies, cleans them up, and then returns them. And so that perhaps will give us a target to attack. So for the actual bypass, we now know where Firefox is handling this policy. We just don't know where it is in the file system. And we don't know if we can update this module or if we can reload this module into Firefox without it complaining. So we open up a new root shell. We navigate to the Applications Firefox App directory. And then we run a find command. We don't see anything. That's fine. Let's use grep. Ah, all of a sudden we see a couple options. It shows up in two files, both named omni.ja. To keep this talk a little shorter, I'm just going to say that we're going to focus on the very first one. We can take this, copy it to a temp directory, and then unzip it. And we see a ton of things roll out of that. That's quite fine. We're going to remove the original, clean up a little bit, and take a look in this directory. And we see all sorts of extensions to Firefox, including a very interesting modules folder. If we run that find command again, we are richly rewarded. We see modules, policies, macOS policy parser.sys.mjs. This will be what we will be trying to adjust. So if we load up less to take a look at the file, we see we can scroll down and we find the exact same function that Firefox pointed out to us in the debug options. This is what we'll try to change. So at the tail end of this, it says return native policies. Perhaps we'll just try to change this singular line. If we go back to our root terminal, we'll use sed, and we replace return native policies with return null. After we make that edit and we reload the file, we can see that that line has been updated to return null. Now we have to repack and reinstall these changes into Firefox. You can do that using the zip command. Unfortunately, this is a bit of a magic string. There was some trial and error on this. Firefox kept crashing unless it's this omni.ja file is repacked in a very specific way. But we reload that, and we copy it back in. And that's really all there is to it. And suddenly, one more bit of magic. Firefox, you have to add this .purge caches file, so it will reload everything from the omni.ja file. If you don't do that, your changes won't really sync into the rest of Firefox. Add that. We go back to our browser console, and we see the same things. We see the policy being loaded and it printing it out right before it returns it. But then, all of a sudden, we go to our About Policies, and we find the Enterprise Policy Service is completely inactive, as if nothing ever happened. It got the policy from the service. It was logged that it got the policy from the service, but it never actually did anything with it. And if we open our hamburger menu and we look on the right, we see our new private window option has been returned to us. Thank you. Some very quick conclusions. Open source tools are awesome. They can very easily be extended or changed. Sometimes there's very good documentation for them, but generally they're built in a way such that they can be improved. Firefox is no exception to that. The trouble with this implementation and using a JavaScript module for this handling is that this policy service can be very easily blanked, as I did. As an exercise to the listener, you could potentially inject malicious policy, set up proxies, load Firefox extensions. There are many things you could do with this. So applications that load security functions, they probably should have some sort of protection for this code. As far as I could tell, Firefox wasn't validating the omni.ja file or checking for changes to it, and as far as I could tell in the security tools for my company, our EDR and MDM tools were also not checking this file, just the main Firefox binary. So none of this was detected at all. Lastly, get your incognito tabs back. I can't exactly condone a violation of enterprise policy, but sometimes privacy is good. That's all I have for you. Very quick. Thank you all for listening.
So, thank you very much for the talk. Pretty interesting. I hope also for the folk over here. Yeah, I think we have more than enough time for questions. So, please, maybe we can start with some questions from the internet. So, are there some?
Sure.
There is a question. Did you report this issue to Firefox, and what happened?
A little louder. Please.
Did you report this issue to Firefox directly, to Mozilla?
I have not reported this to Mozilla. It seems to be a very minor problem and perhaps is working as intended. Firefox is not a browser meant for enterprise management.
Okay,
thank you. So we have another question over here.
Hello. Do your users not have the ability to turn off SIP entirely anyway? Like reboot into recovery mode and gain access?
I'm so glad you brought that up. I actually skipped over that in my notes. Your users did have the ability to turn off system integrity protection, but in this use case, we're pretending that the user is trying to bypass controls and they presumably don't want to be detected. Turning off system integrity protection is like waving a giant red flag and saying I've compromised my own machine and would be very quickly detected by IT teams. But thank you.
Howdy. I'm also a security engineer at a company that has decided to push profiles to their browsers, disabling not only coding your mode, but also like editing, viewing your own cookies and stuff like that.
Okay.
We unfortunately use Chrome, and I actually went down this exact same path, but with Chrome. And I found, just sharing, if you on that like the var/db path, you can create an empty file system image, mount it over that, and they all just disappear. You don't have to be no privileges at all. Alternatively, I also use like something like LD preload or the Mac equivalent, and just change the syscall responses.
That's very clever.
I use that with Chrome because that's more like closed source, but hacking modifying the Firefox is pretty cool too.
Very, very clever. But if you were to mount that empty directory, wouldn't it wipe out all enterprise policy on the machine?
Yes.
Ooh, dangerous. Thank you for sharing.
So, okay, another question. Over here. All those sports activity over here.
Thank you for the presentation. The files you modified, were they in the application data or in the user home directory Firefox profile?
These were in the application data.
Thank you.
His mic isn't on.
Oh, no?
Yeah. Ah, there.
Thank you for the talk. Very interesting.
Yes.
You said that like code integrity checks would be help to fix the situation, but a user with some administrative level access could also just bypass those verification checks. Like, where do you draw the line where what an administrative user should be able to do and what not? Because like you are already privileged.
You make an interesting point. I would hope, at least to maintain some level of integrity, that Firefox would perhaps sign this file or check that signature in the binary. It just is something to make sure, just a little, make it a little bit more difficult. You're correct, though. Like, at some level, when you have administrative access, there is something you can do always. As even this gentleman mentioned, you can blank all the policies on your machine by mounting an empty directory at that location. We could have a rabbit hole all day about where is the line. I don't know where it should be.
Okay, so some other questions you would like to ask? Oh, over there.
Hey, so as you said, a privileged user, I mean, if you have root, you can do anything. Typically, at least at our place, when they push out dystopian policies, you don't have root. So what's the minimum, you know, do you have any ideas? Or, I mean, it's a rabbit hole now, but any tricks in that direction that you could think of that you could do as a user without root access?
Not that I had necessarily explored. Most of the users had some level of local administrative access, so that was kind of my environment that I was working in. I didn't explore from the perspective of a non-privileged user. Perhaps we can talk afterwards and maybe someone else has a good idea. Yes, thank you.
So somebody else? No? Also, I think we do not have anyone in the Fediverse so far, so then I think we can give a warm and grateful applause again to Ryan and Chair. Yeah.